This is 12:33 ABC Newcastle, where it's 21 past nine. I suspect a little bit like you, unless you're a fitness fanatic, getting a little bit of unwanted girth. You feel like you're filling out a little bit. Are the clothes just a little bit firmer around your body? We know, of course, of the growing obesity problem in this country. It's got to do with all of the damn processed food we eat. Oh, I don't know whether I'm just weak all round, but at 10 o'clock at night, if there's red wine and chips in the house, I just seem to be so vulnerable. And, of course, it's not just the shape of our bodies that's creating issues. It makes us prime for some serious diseases, including diabetes, which is pretty much the epidemic of the 21st century, isn't it? Around 1.7 million Australians have diabetes at the moment, and 85% of people with the condition have type 2 diabetes, which is the late-onset one, which is predominantly due to diet. Well, a new free program is, predominantly due to lifestyle, not just diet. A new free program is kicking off this weekend, which is designed to help people with type 2 diabetes make the lifestyle changes needed to get healthy and potentially remove the need for medication. Peter Pratt from the Diabetic Health Clinic is running the program and joins us this morning. G'day, Peter. How are you?
Good morning, Paul. I'm excellent. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Now, you've been up close and personal with diabetes, haven't you?
I have. I was diagnosed at the age of 40, which, at the age of 40, it's a little bit of a shock because no one expects as a healthy 40-year-old to be diagnosed with anything.
So there was no evidence of beer, pizza and red wine, any of that stuff?
No, I led what you would call a fairly normal, healthy Western lifestyle, if there is such a beast. Yep. That's what we do generally in our society today. There was family history of diabetes, but at the age of 40, you don't think about those things. And it was discovered by accident by my daughter doing a blood test, and my blood sugars were over 17, which was, a shock. And shortly after, I was formally diagnosed with type 2 diabetes.
Okay, so the immediate reaction of that, of course, is to go on the medication. Was that the path that you took?
Well, it was, but luckily enough, I had a very good doctor who spent a fair bit of time with me. Unfortunately, today we're in a situation where doctors spend a handful of minutes with their patients. It's just the commercial constraints. My doctor spent probably half an hour with me that day and explained to me exactly what I needed to do. And essentially, in a nutshell, she said, do not put processed food in your mouth.
Yeah, it's easy if you say it fast, but...
Well, it is, but there's very good reasons why we can't do that. If you actually have a look at the data that's coming out now, it's mind-boggling, it's shocking. A lot of the researchers now are equating processed sugar as addictive as cocaine. So when you start looking at those sort of things, you start thinking, well, maybe that's the reason why I can't put these foods down.
And, of course, when they put that famous little, or those two words, fat and free together, sometimes with a number, you know they've got to be putting something else in there, and it generally tends to be sugar, doesn't it?
Well, it does, because the minute you remove the fat out of the food, it tastes like cardboard, so people aren't going to buy it. So they have to make it taste good. So in go the simple carbs or the sugars, and those sort of foods are fully loaded with sugar. But we don't even realise how much sugar is in our food.
How do you get people to buy into healthy eating, though? Is it, what's the process that you go through to educate them?
Well, the program that we run has different phases of it. So the first handful of weeks, we actually look at the disease itself in detail in simple English. Most people with diabetes think it's a sugar problem. If they're a little bit better informed, they might say it's got something to do with insulin sensitivity, but that's about where the knowledge stops. Type 2 diabetes is a very complicated metabolic problem, and we actually paint a picture of that problem in very simple English so that people actually understand what they're dealing with. Once we've done that, we then look at the medications that they're on, and that information is available on the Diabetes Australia website for anybody that wants to have a look at that. But once you understand what the disease is and how it works in your body, and then you understand what the medications are doing, most people at that point say, the medications don't actually fix anything. Long term, as important as they are a Band-Aid solution. From that, from that point, we actually start looking at the foods in particular that we eat as a modern society. And that's when the penny drops for people. They understand, okay, this is the cause of my problem. And then we look at the addictiveness of foods, which is another big issue. And at that point, people are ready to start making lifestyle changes. So that's the sort of process we go through.
It'd be nice to get that message across, you know, sometime before the doctor starts sawing off your leg below the knee because of the complications of diabetes, wouldn't it?
Oh, Paul, look, you know, we encourage for each one of our programs for partners to attend. Now, many of the partners do not have type 2 diabetes. It is amazing to see that in almost all cases where partners attend, they are excited to change their lifestyle to one which does not include processed food, but to one where they are very happily eating the right types of foods because of the way that they enjoy foods.
It's not all straighty 180, though. You can, you know, spoil yourself occasionally, can't you?
Well, that's the general thought about it, but I've been thinking a lot about this, and over the last 4 years, I've had many hundreds of people through the program. We actually ran a survey as to why people fall off the wagon, and the results blew me away. The predominant reason why people fell off the wagon when they're on a healthy lifestyle is because they tried processed food once and it was too hard to go back.
Yeah.
And that really is a confronting thought. But, you know, that's what people go through, and these foods are very addictive. Once you regain the taste for those foods, it's very hard to put them down.
Yeah, okay, Peter. Well, you'll be spreading the word on the 7th of May in Hamilton and also on the 8th. So what's that, Monday, Tuesday?
No, that's actually Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, good, yeah. It's good to see. I've got the calendar open in front of me. I have no idea what we're up to. So Saturday in Hamilton and Sunday in Boolaroo. Yeah.
That's right. And this is a 12-week program. I'm actually volunteering my time to run the program. So this is a free community
program. Oh, good
program.
On you. That's excellent.
For anybody with diabetes, if you want to deal with the situation, please come along to the program. It is it's a life-changing experience. It will change your life from the point of view that you change your lifestyle to one where diabetes, for most people, become something that they don't have to really worry about.
Good on you, Peter. Thanks so much for sharing your insight with us.
Now, just one thing. If anybody wants to register for the program, can I just give out our website?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Yep, so it's www.diabetichealthclinic.org or Google Diabetes Clinic with a first entry there.
All right, good on you, Peter. Best of luck with those two programs.
No worries, thank you very much.
Peter Pratt from the Diabetic Health Clinic on 1233 ABC Newcastle, where it's 9:29.